this evening, the Stars going against the Los Angeles Kings. This ticker brought to you by TexasLending.com and Dish Direct. For the very latest, we are joined now by Sean Lindrose, who's at the AAC. Sean.
We are in the third period here with 17:15 left. The Stars are down 7-2. The Stars are, on a good note, they're up 27-21 in shots on goal, but in the NHL, they only count the ones that go in, and right now the Kings have a serious edge in that department. The last goal was scored by George Parros right at the end of the second period at 19:29 to make it 7-2, and that's where it stands right now with 17:15 left to play in this game. 7-2, Kings over the Stars.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Don't forget the Stars postgame show with Bob Sturm and Kevin Scott after the game here on the ticket. 4-2 Cowboys face those 4-2 Seahawks this weekend up in Seattle. Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck thinks that this is going to be a huge matchup for both of these squads, and his head coach Mike Holmgren has lots of respect for head coach Bill Parcells.
Philosophically, his teams have always played really stout defense. He believes in a power running game. Their offensive line in Dallas has always been big, and they are still big.
Top 25 college football tonight involving one top 25 team. It's third-ranked Virginia Tech as they take on Maryland. That game now in the fourth quarter. Number 3, Vatek leading Maryland by a score of 21-3. Our next ticket ticker at 9:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Drop Page Radio nights 9 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's another P1 Pledge Party road trip. Bad Radio hits UT Austin tomorrow from 1 till 3, live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Back to Drop Page Radio in just a second, but first let's remind you that Dunham and Miller are going to be at Castle Hills Golf Course in Louisville tomorrow from 5:30 a.m. until 10. They're going to be there for the 11th annual Service King Collision Repair Golf Tournament benefiting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Justin, the tournament is full, but you can still go out there to register to win those ticket t-shirts and tickets and a parking pass to see the Stars take on the Calgary Flames on Saturday night. So again, Dunham and Miller, Castle Hills Golf Course, it's Lady of the Lake at Josie in Louisville tomorrow from 5:30 until 10. Okay, Justin, press the CD. It's time for more of Drop Page Radio.
We've opened the door of what did you know and when did you know it, and look what we found. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio. The man with a gun in his hand is the OD, Officer of the Drops. And he told me to tell you that this is as far as you should go without any protection from the quivering norm. Yeah. That pathetic character makes a heartfelt, sad appearance in this next bit on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Well, we got a tip, a number here. It says call this number and you'll be able to get Ed Belfour. So, Jeremy, let's give it a call.
This is off email?
No, somebody hand-delivered this.
Oh, okay.
I wonder where the team hotel is. No idea.
Mansion on Turtle Creek. This is Myrtle. Can I help you?
Oh, the mansion.
Oh, all right.
Well, yes, Ed Belfour's room, please. Golly. Well,
man, that's just way too much typing.
Hold on, I'm on the wrong screen.
Oh.
And what was the name again?
Ed Belfour.
Okay. Stay here.
Please.
Okay, and the average reported income on your W-2 for the past 5 years, rolling out?
Yeah, what is that, Craig?
I'm not telling you that.
Okay. I'll just enter 0. That's a default. Okay. Hold, please.
Come out early to Merge Radio's Big Joke Comedy Festival. Doors open at 6:30 when the Channel 49 East Plaza stage kicks off with music, comedy, and illusion. With...
Yeah, is this Ed Belfour?
Yeah, what the hell for?
Hey, Eddie. Hey, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on The Ticket. Wondering if we could talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
I've been drinking since 6:30 this morning.
Oh, no.
Correction, I've been drinking since 6:30 the morning of January 12, 1988.
Going to play in that condition tonight?
Oh, what the hell for? I've been playing drunk for all these years. I love beer, and I love being overrated.
Well, are you happy to be back in Dallas? Are you looking forward to tonight's game?
Yeah. You know, I've been staying at the mansion again.
Right.
It's my favorite place to wrestle in the Metroplex.
Well, how do you like Toronto so far?
I like it. The tariffs on spirits ain't so high there. I take baths in tequila and inject Kentucky sour mash directly into my heart.
Golly.
Hey, guess what I did last night?
What?
I kicked the Maynard D in the nuts.
Don't do that. Don't do that stuff at the mansion, Eddie.
And I also crushed a bellboy's skull with a tire iron.
Oh, wow.
That's so violent.
Hold on, my Everclear IV just fell out. All right, sorry.
Well, I'm afraid you're just going to have a serious alcohol accident or something with all that booze.
I'll never stay anyplace else. I love their FUBU terry cloth robes here. Service here is great, too. I got a Swedish massage and a vodka enema this morning.
That can't be healthy.
Hey, are you trying to prove the Stars and everybody wrong this year by having like a great year?
Yeah, of course I am. I'm glad to be away from old Captain Kangaroo.
Well, he doesn't coach here anymore anyway.
I had to get so drunk just to tolerate him while I was there.
Yeah.
You know, I started drinking out of the Stanley Cup, and I've never stopped.
This is tragic. You shouldn't drink this much during the season. You need to stay sharp.
I don't care anymore. My life's almost over.
Eddie, hand me the phone.
What?
Eddie, just Eddie.
Oh,
hand me the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Not again.
Musers.
Yes, Quivering Norm.
Hi, Norm.
It's Quivering Norm.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know this, but Eddie Belfour is a friend of mine.
Okay.
And, this besotted Canadian doesn't deserve your ridicule and condescending judgment.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
This is a good man.
Okay. You okay?
So there's only one thing I can do.
Don't do this.
To help
again.
Eddie out of his drunken misery.
Please don't do this.
Eddie, put your loving cheek near my buttocks.
What?
Different ending.
How is he able to cock his...
Yeah, don't...
Man, I want the drop.
All right. Obviously, very, very fake Ed Belfour with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show.
Sure is.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Well, we thought we'd check in with A-Rod this morning and get some of those ideas that he calls Hicks with. Calling Alex Rodriguez, or as the kids call him, A-Rod.
Right.
Hola.
Yes, is A-Rod there?
Yeah, this is Alex.
Hey, A-Rod, it's the Dunham and Miller Show at the Ticket. How's it going?
Hey, Muses, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hey, we just wanted to talk to you for a little bit. We had your owner on, Tom Hicks, this morning, and he said that you're always calling him with a bunch of ideas for the baseball team, and then half of them are kind of silly, he says.
I have many good ideas for the Rangers.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you see, not only am I a good hitter, I'm also a great thinker.
A thinker?
Yeah.
What are some of the ideas that you've had?
Well, you know, I come up with some of the deepest thoughts of all time, like, what if all of this is a dream, man?
What if all of this is a dream?
Yeah, I came up with that.
I don't know how deep
also,
that is.
I'm not religious. I'm spiritual.
Oh, you came up with that?
I came up with that, too.
Oh.
So I like to call up Mr. Tom Hicks, and sometimes in the middle of the night, you know, as soon as they hit me, I have to share them with him.
Right.
So I have a complete list right here on a tortilla wrapper.
Jeez. Yeah, well, why don't you tell us some of the ideas that you've bounced off him?
All right, like this one. Leave Mike Young at second base because we have very good chemistry.
Okay, that's a pretty sound baseball idea, yeah.
Yeah, see, I think of these things and then I call and share them. It's a good thing that he has people wanting to care.
Sure.
How about this one? Move Chan Ho Park to DH because he obviously isn't a pitcher.
I don't think he can hit very well either. I know he can't hit.
Bring in a starting pitcher who can chew up innings to save the bullpen.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That's a good one.
This one I'm excited about. I called Mr. Hicks, we did last night. Have a free helmet night at the ballpark, but fill the helmet with gold bullion.
Why?
Because people love gold bullion.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do.
Not in the summer when it's 110.
And hopefully they will buy more season tickets night after night with the bullion.
Would that be kind of costly, though, for the owner, wouldn't it?
I don't know. That's his problem.
You're just trying to think of ideas.
Also, we need to bring in a good leadoff hitter.
Yeah, you do need that. Mm-hmm.
And we need to replace the bases with large pyramids of gold so everyone can wear one less shoe.
That doesn't make any sense. Again, that would be costly for your owner.
We also need to stress developing starting pitchers in the minor leagues.
Starting what?
Pitchers.
Good idea.
And also, we should give pinch runners breast implants so everyone can watch them jiggle around the base pass. That way, everyone can have pistols to shoot off the falsies if they come around third.
Shoot them off? Crazy.
Kids love promotions.
Yeah.
And I am very disappointed in Rangers.
Well, you are?
Yes, because I proposed a different mascot, but Mr. Hicks did not go for it.
Now, what mascot did you want?
Well, you know which one they went with, right?
Yeah, Rangers captain, the horse.
Yeah. I proposed a vomiting deer.
So he just come out and vomit?
Yeah, well, no, he goes up to children who are sitting in the stands, gives them cotton candy, and then vomits chum all over them.
Well, he didn't go for that,
it's a funny idea, but I just don't think that would work.
Yeah, I have to go right now. I'm meeting with Buck Showalter to share him with my plan to replace our hands as players with piano keys so we can bring in the rock and roll fans.
Ooh, that's really weird.
Buenos dias to you.
Buenos dias.
Okay, I'll see you later. It's apparently A-Rod with some ideas for Tom Hicks and the Rangers.
You know what I'm saying?
True enough.
I mean, it's giving them a chance to ask us something.
Kind of think you're right about that. Robin Dallas, you're on the ticket with the hard line.
Hello, Masters of Hardness.
Hey, Rob.
Greetings. I just had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline that maybe you can address on the air.
Okay.
Where did the name Hardline come from? And I'll hang up and listen.
Brownie, you want to take this?
Purple.
Well, I came up with that. It would later become a album title for Terrence Trent D'Arby, but basically that's just a name that I came up with one day.
Yeah, and if I may, Ryan, you know, I don't want to say that's a reason for our great success, Rob, but it contributed to it, you know. Thanks for the call, man. Good call, man. Good call.
Yes, we
any,
do.
Any call that gives us the opportunity to talk about ourselves or in a great success, that's, man, good call.
We appreciate that phonage.
Good call.
Jim in the town of the cow. You're on Ask the Hardline.
Yo, Hardline. What is up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Who invented taking calls?
Brownie, you want to take this one?
Taking calls. Well, you know, we've listened to a lot of radio over the years. And we just kind of thought we needed a confluence of some sort.
I mean, Jim, you know, I'm not saying that this is the reason for our great success, but I think it helped us achieve that level. I mean, don't you think, Ryan?
Don't you think that it helped us achieve that level? Well, yeah, I do, Greg. All I know is we came up with it. No one else was taking calls.
before we did back in 94.
Man, good call. Good call, Jim.
Yeah, another good one.
That's a good question. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Whether or not we invented that.
You people amaze me with the depth of your knowledge.
Man, there's some P1s out there.
Yeah. Bill in Grapevine, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Hello, Hardline. I have a question for you. What is your take on American Airlines Center?
Well, that's not normally a thing that we talk about. On Ask the Hardline, we like talking about ourselves, but come to think of it, the She-Wolf came up with that idea. We needed a new arena, and she said, well, hey, why not get a confluence down there around the Woodall Rogers area?
And, I mean, we're not saying we're the only ones who want a new arena, but we just happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, notice how I'm self-congratulatory, but humble at the same time that way. That's my modus operation.
Steven and Mesquite, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Yeah, I know you guys have discovered everyone from Gordo to Giorgio to Psycho Dave. Is there anybody else that you've discovered that we don't know about?
Oh, Ryan, I got to take this one. Do you want to take this one?
Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I got to take this one. Well, yeah, you know, in year one, we had an intern. I remember we were sitting in the small conference room. And we had the table was over in the corner. No, the table was over to the right of the conference room.
No, I was talking to Cat.
Yeah, you were talking to Cat, but don't you remember we used to have that table, and it was like over in the corner of the room?
Yeah.
No, that was after, remember, because we moved it to the middle room. Anyway, we had an intern. We were sitting around talking, man, we need an intern.
Yeah.
And it got an intern. He was a good worker. Later, moved out to L.A., got in movies.
Yep.
And you would know him as Tom Cruise, brother.
That's right. We gave him a forum like we offer so many people. And
yeah.
You remember my first edict?
Except Ron and Don, we didn't offer them one.
You remember my first edict?
What's that?
Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Hey, man, that's great, man.
That was in year one.
Great.
That was in year one. Remember some other ones that we had?
Yeah. I remember when I came up with a two-wheeled powered vehicle, and I was thinking, man, I'm calling Motorcycle Grego. Why not name it the motorcycle?
Right.
It was great.
That's true. In fact, when you look at it, Grego, I think you and I invented laughing.
I mean, why not put a slice of lunch meat between two pieces of bread? I remember thinking that. Call it the sandwich.
I did it, but I had it fine in my head.
This is The Ticket.